From the WABE newsroom, the future of a program that protects young immigrants from deportation is uncertain right now. Now, it's called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. And last week, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said DACA will likely not hold up in courts. WABE's LEU spoke to some people protected by the program who worry about what's next.
In May, dozens rallied outside the federal courthouse in Atlanta to support 29-year-old Jessica Clottel, who briefly lost her DACA protection. She later won in court and got her DACA reinstated, but the program is still up in the air. It was created by President Obama through executive action in 2012. If DACA ends, she worries she and others could face deportation.
It's scary. We're talking about people who came to the United States as young as 2 or 3 months old.
Like 26-year-old Jaime Rangel, who was brought to the U.S. when he was an infant. He says the uncertain future of DACA is scary, but...
At the same time, we got to see this as somewhat of an opportunity to try to pass bipartisan immigration reform.
Attorneys general in 10 states have threatened to sue the Trump administration if they don't end DACA. Georgia's Republican Attorney General Chris Carr isn't part of that effort. He said in a statement that he'd prefer to give the new administration time to consider what to do with the nearly 800,000 immigrants protected by DACA. 23,000 of them are in Georgia. President Trump has said he'd treat the DACA issue with heart. Still, Republican State Senator Josh McCoon says the program is unconstitutional.
My point on this issue the entire time has been the executive branch is not the lawmaking branch.
Congress tried to pass a law in 2010 called the DREAM Act to protect people brought into the country illegally as children, but that measure ultimately failed. LEU, WABE News.